Trinnaman guides that one. Square of the wicket. Lovely shot again. Countdown on for the Thunder as Knight comes down the track and goes long and does it in one. As the fireworks blast off from the fence, as Knight's ball lands about 10 rows back, the Sydney Thunder are the WBBL champions in season six.
It's one thing to win the BBL championship. It's another to win the WBBL championship the way that the Sydney Thunder did on the weekend. Breathtaking performance, bought their best when it mattered most, and Rachel Trenerman was an enormous part of that for the Sydney Thunder. She joins us with thanks to Scott Pack. Turn unpaid invoices into cash, scottpack.com.au. Rachel, congratulations. You must have been, as a team, just so delighted with your performance.
Yeah, absolutely. We're over the moon. To perform like that on the big stage was an incredible feeling and something we'll all look back on fondly.
Were you surprised that the Stars chose to bat first, given the conditions?
From my perspective, I honestly was. when we batted on the in the semi-final on the Thursday, we thought it was a nicer track to bat on under lights. Just came on a little bit more dewy. But I guess from their perspective, they were potentially thinking runs on the board in a big final. That can be a bit of a difference. But, I'm grateful they selected to bat first.
Rachel, you got on a bit of a run. You won your last six games. What changed? Because you'd lost the previous three prior to that. And clearly there would have been a conversation or two going on in the bubble. You wouldn't have been able to avoid each other. So clearly there would have been a couple of meetings going on. But what changed?
Yeah, we did lose three or four on the trot, I think, and a little shuffle in the batting order a couple of times. Just, I think, people trying to find their tempo again. But I think we just went back to playing our own brand of cricket. We got used to the pitches being a little bit more low and slow, and played attackingly and trusted ourselves. But I think potentially the one notable thing that really did change was our attitude, and that everyone just had a smile on their faces. We're having a laugh out on the field. Everyone was just truly enjoying playing cricket.
Was it hard to find in amongst the bubble situation, which everyone needed to do? So the conditions were same for everyone, obviously, Rachel. Was it hard to get time away from thinking about cricket and training and meetings and all that sort of stuff?
Yes and no. I think the bubble was, everyone in the bubble was to do with cricket, so it could potentially become a little bit time consuming. But, we had our own rooms. We hung out in the hallway. We had golf clubs, chipping balls in the hallway. We had puzzles. We were playing pranks on each other. So there was lots of fun had, and I think, that kind of stuff offered a really good break from cricket. I was studying, I am at uni as well, so study was a little bit of a break as well.
What about the aftermatch? Let's get to it. Let's get
the
aftermatch.
Stuff.
Yeah, the real important stuff. Did you get yourself into the votes there? How do you assess your own performance?
not too shabby. No, it was lovely to just spend time with the team and soak it all in. We had the opportunity to go back onto the pitch and just sit around after and, I guess soaking in the scoreboard was still up, which was kind of nice. And then we headed back to the hotel and, again, just sat as a group for a good couple of hours and had big smiles on our faces. Everyone stayed in their kit. It was a wonderful night.
Have you already watched it again? Was it going in the background?
Honestly, I have watched it again. It was just, incredible. It happened so quickly as well. Pretty incredible to keep a side just to under 90 and a side like the Stars who had dominated all season and then to come out with the bat and perform like we did, knock it over pretty quickly and pretty dominantly. I think I had to watch it back.
Yes. Well, and you should, because you batted well up top. 23 off 26. Your partnership with Tammy Beaumont was important early, just to make sure that you don't lose any early wickets. Did you discuss that at all, just to try and take some of the steam out of the game a little bit, because the Stars were going to come pretty hard?
Yeah, we did. We knew that they were going to have a slip in, so that they were chasing the game a little bit. There was going to be one extra gap, somewhere. But if you get through the first three or four overs, the ball will stop swinging. It'll get a lot easier. They'll drop their heads a little bit more, that kind of thing, run out of steam. So just get through the initial couple of overs, the tricky stage, and power on from there, really.
What did it mean to you, Rachel? You've been in and around the Stars, the Thunder program, I should say, sorry, since you're about 15 years old with their academy. You've come via a very cricket-rich part of the world in Wagga Wagga. What did it mean to you to be involved in this team for a while now and to win this?
Yeah, it means the world. Being involved in the side, I was a rookie in the 02 season, so just after they won the title in 01 and then was contracted in 03. But, you know, you said that I come from a rich country town full of sporting talent and big connections with Wazza Smith. He was there at the semi-final, but Al Blackwell's also from the Riverina area, and to play alongside her the last 4 years, I know she retired at the end of last season, but it's something so, so special, and to get a title with Sydney Thunder and alongside most of the country girls I, you know, played with growing up, it's an incredible feeling.
Rachel, what do you get? What do you receive when you win the title? I mean, we see the AFL medallions.
A hangover.
Yeah, apart from a hangover. What do you get? Do you get some sort of, is there a medallion? What does the winners get?
Yeah, so we did get a medallion, a rather large one, actually. It's quite heavy around the neck, a bit of a cowbell. I guess medallion. We got a hat as well. Everyone gets a hat that says WBBL 6-06 champions on it. I guess you get a pretty big smile on your face.
Tattoos today? Is there any tattoos coming? How far does this go?
God, no way. I don't think I'd like to go through that pain.
Don't put stickers on Ferraris. Is that what you're going to go with?
She can use that today.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Yeah, you use that today. Rachel, thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it. And congratulations to you and the Thunder. It's something you've all been working to for quite some time. So well done.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate it, guys.
Rachel Treneman opened the batting all tournament long for the Sydney Thunder, did an outstanding job, and they smashed them. You want, in a final like that, Kingy, you almost couldn't ask for a more complete performance.
No pressure, really. When they went out to bat, there was no pressure. But these premierships, I know we've talked a lot about the AFL premiership this year, winning it in the bubble or in a hub, however you want to term it. They will mean more, I think, as time goes by. I mean, what an experience. What a great time to be stuck in there but have success. Mm. Like, everyone talks about the dark side of being stuck in there and failing or underperforming or, you know, the challenges of that. But if you can actually make it work for you, they would have had an absolute ball, those ladies.
Rachel was here with thanks to Scott Pack. Finance that keeps your business moving. Turn unpaid invoices into cash or access funding to build your fleet. ScottPack.com.au. And well done to Darren Parkin and Emma Ingalls, who called the game for us here at SEN on Saturday night. Plenty more to come. More of your texts on the temper from game changers, athletes who have been playing at another level and have changed the game. We'll get to some of those very shortly. All eyes on Denver. Coming up in about 15 minutes from now, can you with their makeshift quarterback?
Oh, we're praying for him.
We certainly are. And we'll talk more about Australia versus India from last night as well, and the latest on David Warner after this.